Rejoice, rejoice, all ye brave English hearts, since Popery from our nation must depart, for the Prince will have a free Parliament, and they bravely will settle our government. Then let every honest, true-hearted man do their endeavor as near as they can, for to uphold the Prince in the way of right against the Pope and the Jesuits' spite. I hope that brave trading hereafter we shall see, and plenty of work for the poor there will be, for a harder time never was in any man's age, since the Pope and the Jesuits mounted the stage. Now Our Lady Mary and Father Peters is fled, Father Francis is shrunk away as if he was dead. Then rejoice, all ye brave English, true-hearted boys, and sound forth your loyalty with echoes of joys. You may see how the nobles and gentry all o'er the land, to maintain the Protestant religion, how bravely they stand. The Lord Devonshire, he gives his royal consent, with brave Lord Delamere for a free parliament. At the rendezvous in fair Nottingham town, with the lords and gentry of high renown, they gave in their declaration to the country's content, and their whole voices for a free parliament. There's gallant Prince George, one of valor and might, stands up to maintain the Protestants' right, with the brave Duke of Grafton and his royal train. Our rights and our laws he strives to maintain. The Bishop of Canterbury, which ever did stand up for the good old cause of this land, then let all others be free to give their consent, that we may enjoy a free parliament. If the Prince had not come our joys for to raise, before this time most of us had ended our days. For Popery was got to that height of pride, they that would not turn be sure must have died. For their bits and bridles and gridirons was made, and they were ready to go to their massacre trade, with their long knives for the stopping of notes, and like Judas longed to be cutting our throats. The Lord Dover doth not know where to hide his head, since he so bravely has made his own bed. He was for taking off the test and penal laws, and persuaded the king to rule without reason or law. But he shall know before out of England he go, before the Parliament to give account in weal or woe. And for aught I know, he may chance for to dance another new jig before he goes to France. As for the Lord Chancellor that climbs so high, he must climb higher before that he die. That is to time and for to take a swing, and there dance the Morris in a hempen string. For hanging those men wrongfully in the west, to look for his head. And as for Lord Grey, which was false to his trust, when he takes another oath, I wish he may burst. Had it not been for him, Monmouth had not lost the day. Had he not with his horse like a coward run away? If Monmouth be dead, he was the cause of losing's life, for which he deserves to be hanged to end the strife. Some say he's alive, and some say he is dead. So they're come to London to look for his head. And for Mr. Daniel, that firebrand of hell, now where he is gone, indeed I cannot tell. To have Bury blown up, he letters did send to Mr. Stafford, that was his popish friend. But I hope ere long he taken will be, that he may answer for his treachery. Then let his Lady Mary make intercession for he, when he comes to dance on the three-legged tree. And the Jesuit council which the king had of late, when Jack Ketch takes them, how bravely they'll prate. But the meantime they must lie in a jail, if they can't get St. Patrick to be their bail. And all the great papists as fast as they can, they must give an account, man after man, for beheading the man whose breeches was red. Now they are come again to look for his head. His stockings was blue and his breeches was red, and they are come